Let's pray. Good morning, Lord. We thank you for gathering us this morning as your people. And we pray, Lord, that as we come together, that you would bless us and keep us and make this time a time of drawing closer to you and to one another. There's a question that you have probably never heard ask, but it's a question that we answer each day with our thoughts, our words, and our deeds. And that question is, who am I? This morning we're going to respond to that question from two perspectives. First, a very personal, who am I? And then we're going to ask the question, who do we say other people are? We're going to start with a poem from Dietrich Bonhoeffer. Dietrich Bonhoeffer was a Lutheran pastor and theologian during the 1930s, during the rise of Hitler. Because he spoke out against Hitler, because he helped Jews escape Germany, he was sent to prison. And while in prison, he wrote a poem entitled, Who Am I? In the first verse of that poem, Bonhoeffer looks outward. Who am I? They often tell me. I step from my cell's confinement calmly, cheerfully, firmly, like a squire from his country house. Who am I? They often tell me. I used to speak to my warders freely and friendly and clearly, as though it were mine to command. Who am I? They also tell me. I bore the days of misfortune equally, smilingly, proudly, like one accustomed to win. Dietrich Bonhoeffer is a hero, a strong individual, a leader. In the second verse of the poem, Bonhoeffer looks inward. Who does he say he is? Am I then really all that other men tell of? Or am I only what I myself know of myself? Restless and longing and sick, like a bird in a cage, struggling for breath as though hands were compressing my throat, yearning for colors, for flowers, for the voices of birds, thirsting for the words of kindness, for neighborliness, tossing in expectation of great events, powerlessly trembling for friends at an infinite distance, weary and empty at praying, at thinking, at making, faint and ready to say farewell to it all. What a contrast. He's depressed. He just wants things to be normal again. And he says in his last line, faint and ready to say farewell to it all. In the last verse of the poem, Bonhoeffer looks upward to God. Who does God say he is? Who am I? This or the other? Am I one person today and tomorrow another? Am I both at once, a hypocrite before others, and before myself a contemptibly woe-begone weakling? Or is something within me still like a beaten army, fleeing in disorder from victory already achieved? Who am I? They mock me, these lonely questions of mine. Whoever I am, thou knowest, O God, I am thine. Do you like that word, woebegone? How many times have you ever used it? It's not one of those words you have to Google to know its meaning. Just say it, woebegone. There's a weariness about it. You do not want to be a woebegone person with a woebegone life. And yet, that is where Dietrich Bonhoeffer finds himself. So who is he? In the last line of the poem, Bonhoeffer says, whoever I am, thou knowest, O God, I am thine. Bonhoeffer may be everything other people say about him. He may be everything he says about himself. But at the very core of his being, the very foundation of his life, who is he? Thou knowest, O God, I am thine. I am yours. In Romans chapter 8, And this is the text of the sermon. I'm finally getting to it. Paul writes, "The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God, and co-heirs with Christ. If indeed we share in his sufferings in order that we may also share in his glory." God's Spirit. It's not God's mind testifying with my mind or God's heart testifying with my heart. It's God's Spirit, the Holy Spirit, testifying with my spirit, as it did with Bonhoeffer's spirit. Who am I? Oh God, you know, I am yours. I'm a child of God. I'm an heir in your kingdom. What a great truth it is that God has given us. When you wake up in the morning, who are you? You're a going to heaven child of God. As you walk through the day, maybe it's a day where everything you touch turns to gold. Or maybe it's a day where everything you touch crumbles in failure. Who are you? You're a going to heaven child of God. When you lay your head on the pillow at night, has anything changed? Well, maybe what other people say about you, or even what you say about yourself, has changed. But there's one thing that has not changed. God has not changed. God's Son's death and resurrection, conquering death for you, has not changed. Your baptism has not changed. What has not changed is you are going to heaven, child of God. What a great gift God has given each of us on which to build each day. And now we pivot. Who do we say others are? In our gospel lesson today, we're told to go and teach all nations. Teach all nations. What are we teaching? Who are we going to teach? Who are these people? Pastor Specker of Faith Lutheran Church asked that question in a devotion that he presented many years ago. Allow me just to read an excerpt from that devotion. Who do you say people are? The old man cries out. My doctor says to me, you are a hopeless case. My insurance company says, you are a losing deal. My children say, you are a burden. And sometimes I even say that to myself. But you in the church, who do you say that I am? The biologist, the psychologist, the environmentalist, the biochemist, the sociologist, the economist, the Ivy League ethicist, they all call me something. But you in the church, who do you say that I am? We may never hear that question, but it's a question that's being asked of us each day. A child walks through the doors of our school and says, my parents say I'm a troublemaker. My teachers at the other school say I'm well below average. And I'm a bench warmer on my soccer team. But who do you, Christ Lutheran School, say that I am? A middle-aged man walks through the doors of our church and says, the state calls me a felon. My probationary officer calls me a drug addict. And my former spouse, I'm not going to even tell you what she calls me. But who do you, Christ Lutheran congregation, say that I am? A young woman walks through the gate at God Cares About You, our mission in the International District, and says, the police call me a prostitute. The city calls me homeless. And my parents, they don't call me anything. But who do you, God cares about you, say that I am? What is our response? Do we simply validate what the world is saying of each of these people? Or do we in Christ Jesus have an amazing message to share with people? And this is that message. You are someone loved by God. You are created in His image. And through faith in Christ Jesus, you are a child of God. Let's take just a few minutes to chew on those words. Each person is someone loved by God. The creator of the universe that we read about in the Old Testament lesson today says, I want to spend eternity with each person. Scripture tells us that God would have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. God desires that each person spend eternity with Him. And in order to make that happen, He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die for us, to die for each person. That's how much He loves each person. You are someone created in His image. In our Old Testament lesson today, we read, Then God said, Let us make man in our image, after our likeness. So God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created him. Male and female, He created them and blessed them. Each person is someone created in God's image, someone to reflect His glory, someone created for eternity. Human beings are the only part of God's creation created in His image. Through faith in Him, you are a child of God. God offers this free gift of salvation to each person. Through Christ's death and resurrection, He has conquered death for each person. And He says to each person, and this is the message that we carry to each person, through faith in Him, you are a going to heaven child of God. C.S. Lewis says this, and C.S. Lewis was a noted theologian from the 20th century. There are no ordinary people. You've never talked to a mere mortal. Nations, cultures, arts, civilizations, these are mortal, and their life is to ours as the life of a gnat. But it is immortals whom we joke with, work with, marry, snub, and exploit. So who do we say others are? Bill, can you bring up that next slide? There we go. You are someone loved by God, created in His image, and through faith in Christ Jesus, you are a going to heaven child of God. Now before I finish this sermon, allow me to just briefly finish the Bonhoeffer story. Towards the end of World War II, Hitler discovered that Dietrich Bonhoeffer had been part of the failed assassination attempt against him. He had Dietrich Bonhoeffer taken from his prison cell and sent to a concentration camp. 2 weeks before the Allies freed the camp, at age 39, Dietrich Bonhoeffer was executed by hanging. As Bonhoeffer walked to the gallows that day, moments before his death, it didn't matter who other people said he was. It didn't even matter who he said he was. All that mattered moments before his death was who did God say he was? And at that moment, God's Spirit, as it had been throughout Bonhoeffer's entire life, since he was baptized, was testifying with his Spirit, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, you are my child. Bonhoeffer could say with certainty, "Oh God, you know who I am. I am yours." And Bonhoeffer knew those sweet words from Jesus on the cross. "Today, you will be with me in paradise." Who am I? Who do I say others are? God has given us this beautiful message. You are someone loved by God, created in His image, and through faith in Him, you are going to heaven, child of God. May we live these truths each day. Amen.